Karina Barranco turns 18 on March 11th. It's the second most important date on her calendar. The first is this coming Monday, when the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is set to end. If it goes, so does Barranco's legal status, her job at McDonald's, her plans for college, and her hopes of becoming a citizen, a voter, and a cop. She's one of the estimated 4,400 people in Ohio who arrived here undocumented as young children and fear the program that gave them legal status may now make them and their families a deportation target.
It was like in the country. Very different from here, very different.
Karina Barranco is a little fuzzy about her hometown. She was five when she and her mother set out on a three-day trip from Mexico across the border to Arizona. She wasn't real clear then about what the trip meant, except for one thing. She was getting closer to a place called Lorain, Ohio, and the father she hadn't seen for a year.
I was just beyond excited, happy, content. I was going to see my dad again.
Father William Thaden of Lorain's Sacred Heart Chapel says it's Barranco's nature to be happy.
Karina's great. Karina is bubbly and full of energy and positive person, and she loves the opportunities she's had since she's been here.
That energy takes her on a recent Monday from classes at Lorain High School to 3 hours of cleaning at Sacred Heart, stopping at McDonald's to see her manager, then back to church for a Lenten discussion, at the end of which she darts up to people to collect money for the National Honor Society. But these days, she's also nervous.
Since I have DACA, I was thinking maybe they could get all my information and just come for me.
Barranco first registered for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals when she was 15. She remembers collecting school pictures, vaccination records, report cards. It was stressful, she says, but a good, energizing stress.
I couldn't wait to get it because I knew that by getting DACA, I could get a Social Security, and with that, I could start working. I could also get a driver's license and somehow be protected and not be scared.
It was a lot different when she showed up to renew her status a few weeks ago, under a program President Trump plans to end officially on Monday unless Congress replaces it. The woman who took Barranco's paperwork and $425 fee said she would process the application, but couldn't offer any guarantees. Barranco felt bad for her.
She looks sad.
So a new kind of stress is affecting every part of Barranco's life. Before she was hired, she told McDonald's about her DACA status. They ran it up the corporate ladder and okayed her employment. Her manager, Curtis Jones, says that was a good call for the company.
She's always got a positive attitude, always ready to work, works good with everybody. She is awesome.
She's working about 15 hours a week and pushing for more. As a DACA recipient, she's barred from getting college financial aid, so even Lorain County Community College will be pricey for her. But if her DACA status expires, she'll lose her job altogether. Meanwhile, she's given up her dream of becoming a police officer. Even if DACA survives, her lack of citizenship precludes that. Barranco's two best friends are also DACA. Together, they've joined protests. She's even lobbied Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown about the issue. But generally, she says she hasn't shared much of her situation with schoolmates. Sometimes she acknowledges she's a little jealous.
Some of them, I don't even know if they're graduating because they don't really care about their future. They don't care. And just seeing them waste all their opportunities and me over here not being able to do what I want to do just because I'm not a citizen just breaks my heart.
This is the one from the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
Barranco fights that with faith.
I went to school with my ashes and like people were looking
at me. She jumps into the English language discussion about Lenten sacrifice at Sacred Heart. Her mother and sister are in the Spanish language discussion in the next room. Father Bill, as Barranco calls him, notes that Sacred Heart was founded 65 years ago for the burgeoning Hispanic community in Lorain. One of its most important functions now, Thaden says, is to be a home.
The rhetoric about immigrants is so alienating for them. You know, they're other, and here they're not. And so I think we can be family for them.
But the church is also helping with practical realities.
Some of that, unfortunately, has been some of the best of what we can do is to help people get ready to be deported.
The optimist in Karina Barranco thinks that won't happen to her and her family. She also prays, including for Donald Trump.
I pray for God to soften his heart and give him some knowledge and some wisdom and compassion.
I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.